Today's gospel concludes a series of seven parables from Matthew's 13th chapter that we've heard over the past three Sundays, called Jesus' parable discourse. A parable describes an experience the listener can relate to, but they have a more profound point to them as well. And Jesus often used parables in his teaching. The challenge for us is to understand how these parables told so many years ago can apply to us today. Understanding parables, whether the people of Jesus' time or us today, requires really listening with open ears, open minds, and open hearts. In each of the past three Sundays' gospel, while many people hear the parables, most don't understand them. At the end of the first of the seven parables Jesus tells in his parable discourse, the one we heard two Sundays ago, he tells about the sower who went out to sow. Some seed fell on the path, some on rocky ground, some among thorns, and some seed fell on rich soil. He tells the disciples that the seed that fell on rich soil is the person who hears the word of God and understands it. Hears and understands. And that's the one person in the parable who does bear fruit, much fruit. Jesus then says after that first parable, whoever has ears ought to hear. That's how Jesus began his parable discourse. Whoever has ears ought to hear. Part of the challenge of our discipleship through baptism is to hear with open ears, minds, and hearts, and to understand Jesus' teaching, often done through parables, and then to bear fruit. Remember that Jesus tells us, it was not you who chose me, but I who chose you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Today's gospel gives us three parables about a treasure buried in a field, a merchant searching for that pearl of great price, and a net thrown into the sea that collects fish of every kind. To consider how these parables can apply to us today, we can ask ourselves, what treasure, what pearls do we search for? Do we get excited for? We already have treasures, pearls of great price in our midst. It's God's presence. And we do search for that. Then Augustine said, thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds its rest in thee. That presence, God's presence, is already here. And that pearl of great price has already been purchased for us. How many recognize that treasure, that gift we've already been given? God's presence. For example, we have this Mass where Jesus is present among us. In his word, in the presider, in the assembly, and in the consecrated bread and wine. What a pearl of great price that is. This Mass, each Mass, is a great treasure of God's presence. And the more we learn about the Mass, and the more fully we participate in it, the more we can recognize that presence, and the more we can appreciate this treasure, this divine gift. We have the Gospels, the Good News, also pearls of great price. When we listen to the gospel, to the words of the gospel, we hear Jesus speak. And we see Jesus act and react. We can imagine ourselves there in his presence in the many gospel accounts of Jesus' activities. And we can remember that in reality, we are in his presence here today. We have the sacraments, gifts given to us to help us on our journeys back to our Creator. Personal encounters with Jesus himself. Also treasures and pearls of great price. We have those personal encounters with Jesus through adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. The Blessed Sacrament is not a thing, it's a person. And we encounter in the Blessed Sacrament the same Jesus we just read about in the Gospel, who invites us, wants to spend that time, wants to have that encounter with us. We also encounter Jesus' presence in each other. We are all pearls of great price, bound, purchased, and paid for by the Son of God. We must never forget that. Lives placed in our paths are opportunities to serve, to help, and to be helped. Opportunities to recognize Jesus' presence in others, and to be Jesus' presence to others. To be that pearl of great price to someone else. Jesus told us that whatever we do or don't do for another, we do or don't do for him. These are just some pearls, opportunities to experience in a direct way God's presence in our lives. And those pearls aren't hidden. They're right here. We often, however, look for illusions of treasure, those fake pearls, pleasure, possessions, power, prestige, the four P's, all of which are self-centered rather than God-centered. Those fake pearls may bring temporary satisfaction, and maybe not even that. But sometimes we do whatever it takes, we sell all that we have to get them anyway. True treasures and genuine pearls of great price can be found in our everyday lives when we experience God's presence. He's invited us to participate in that experience, and he waits for us. We can simply respond to his invitation, being open to that presence that is so real. The presence of God may at times seem like something buried in a field. But that doesn't mean it isn't there. It just means we have to discover it. Look for it, recognize it when we find it, and eliminate whatever it is in our lives that gets in the way of experiencing those gifts God gives to us. So as we continue with Mass and leave here today, may we do that. Look, recognize, and be open to God's presence, that treasure, that pearl of great price, already in our midst.